This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Biden administration has again bypassed Congress on an emergency weapons sale to Israel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
For the second time this month, the State Department's made an emergency determination, a rare step allowing it to go around a congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. This one is a $147.5 million sale of equipment needed to make ammunition the Israelis have already bought work. The move comes as Israel faces growing criticism over its war in Gaza, and with President Biden's aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and other needs stalled in Congress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
North Korea's new reactor at a nuclear site is likely to be formally operational by next summer, according to South Korea. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. Many of the drones were shot down by Ukraine's defense systems. In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Chamas.
Poland's defense forces say an unknown object entered the country's airspace Friday morning from the direction of Ukraine and then vanished off radars, and all indications pointed to it being a Russian missile. The defense forces said the object penetrated about 40 kilometers into Poland's airspace and left it after about 3 minutes. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com.